continuing our coverage of day one at Canacon here in Oklahoma City. And I got to tell you, a little behind the curtain thing. When I walked into the booth today, I passed this display at the end of this corridor here, and I stopped and I talked to the gentleman there, and I said, this is the most inviting, engaging setup I've seen at one of these shows. I just feel comfortable. I feel like I can just hang out and talk to you guys. It turns out that it's Parcel. Look, you can tell I'm a fan. And I am here now with Dr. Isaac, the founder, the CEO, and chairman of Parcel. Dr. Isaac, thank you for taking the time to be on Infused.
No, absolute pleasure to be here, mate.
It's an honor for me. And again, kudos to your team. They're really working hard over there.
Thank you. Listen, they did a great job. You know, I'd love to take credit for how the booth sort of turned out, but to be honest, I got two of my other mates back there.
Yeah.
They killed themselves, particularly over the last couple of weeks, just putting everything together. But we've come all the way from Australia to make it over here. So, you know, we really wanted to make it, do it right. We wanted to set ourselves apart and show people that there's a difference when you work with Parcel.
I love it. And it's completely, that's the idea you get. Good job. They're going to on my scorecard at the end with the superlatives as most engaging booth.
Love it.
Now, could you give us a quick, the notes, if you will, of how you got into the cannabis industry, doctor?
Look, very, very quickly. I, like most people, when I was younger, I used to think cannabis was for getting high.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just what it was. And I'd have all these people coming at me and they'd tell me, you can do this, can do this, can do this, can do this. And I'm like, listen, if you're telling me you can do all those things, you can probably do nothing. So I'm just going to ignore it. But I had a friend doing a PhD in biomedical science, invited me to a meetup at a place in Melbourne, Australia, called the Peter MacCallum Cancer Centre. I went over there, open mind, and all of a sudden I saw facts, data, science on how and why cannabis is able to be so uniquely effective as a medicine. And to be honest, I fell in love with it. Look, it's an old story for people in cannabis, but I saw a kid who's going to be a triathlete. Listen, it still brings a tear to my eye this day when I talk about this story, that he was getting 200 seizures a day. He had a rare condition, so that the way that cannabis was regulated in Australia at that point, he was never going to be able to get it. And his pain levels were 14 out of 10. Luckily,
jeez,
you know, friend of a friend, get him like whole ground cannabis capsules of dry flower, doesn't have a seizure for 18 months. Pain level doesn't go about a 7. It gave this person back life.
Truly.
And you want to tell me that it's illegal for people to supply him? It's not right. Now, listen, you know, I don't have like bags of money to throw at problems to solve them. I've got technology.
Yep.
You know, that's my bread and butter. It's what I love. And that's how this whole Parcel story got started. But at the end of the day, we always remember our number one focus is patients. As soon as you lose sight of that being the number one focus, that's when things start to get a little hairy.
Truly. And that you just shared one of the most important, you say it's an old story for people in cannabis. It can't be told enough because it helps us break that stigma. It helps us eradicate that stigma that surrounds this plant that can do so much for so many people. I'm stuck by that pain level of 14 down to 7. If someone gets their entire life back, my God.
That's crazy.
I appreciate you sharing that story. So the big thing here, we're all here to talk about Parcel. So tell us what Parcel does in the industry.
So look, Parcel is a traceability and compliance solution with a special focus on inventory management. And that's where we sort of start everything off. You know, we use this technology here, smart tags.
Yes.
That are very easy to apply. You can put them on anything. You put them on plants. You put them on products. And we deal with a lot of the back-end nonsense that, you know, makes people pull their hair out here. So we integrate with Metric and a bunch of other things.
Yeah.
But we just let people here focus on what they got into the industry to do, whether it's to grow product or to sell product or all of the rest of it. And we make it really simple and easy. So we had a store over in California. They just tried it out, and they actually found that with our first prototype that we put out, we saved them over 40 man hours a week.
Wow.
In one store, which equated to something the order of, I think, $30,000, $35,000 a year in savings. And forget about the fact we improved their inventory accuracy by over 99.1%. So we made it more accurate. Everyone enjoyed using the software, so they weren't giving management a headache, you know, for the fact that they had to do it. And everybody got what they wanted. And we hope to just, you know, replay that as we work across all the other industry verticals, whether it's retailers, distributors, manufacturers, processors, or cultivators. Doesn't matter where they work. At the end of the day, they're doing the same thing. So the software works for them the same way. The only part that's different is how things are connected in the back end to report to various different regulatory
entities,
agencies.
Yeah. That's incredible. And I love talking to people that solve problems in this industry. And when we're onboarding clients and we talk to cultivators or processors, Frank knows it's like one of the questions we have is, do you have someone who's focused on compliance? Do you at least have one person? You probably wouldn't be surprised at how often we hear, well, not really, like so-and-so does it when he's here. And that always scares us. So in that vein, who's your typical client? Who are the people you work with, Doctor?
So look, like I said, it's any of the four main business types in the cannabis industry. But another really important one to focus on is brands. Because brands need to get their message out. And one of the toughest things to do in the cannabis industry is to market your product, your services. Why is what you're doing with your brand on it going to be superior to buying, house cannabis or whatever else you can get in the dispensary that you're at? So, and I hope you don't mind, but we're going to do an announcement here.
Let's do a big announcement. I love it. On the Infuse show.
That we have an app coming out in about 3 to 4 weeks, give or take, called Parcel Trust. And it is going to give anybody and everybody the ability to verify the authenticity of any product or even any accessory. You might want to make sure that your vape is a good vape, right?
Right.
That it's the right stuff made here. It's not going to give you poisoning and all the rest of it. Parcel Trust lets people be able to do that, as well as giving them content about what it is that they've got in their hand if they want to learn more about it. Because the other thing I keep hearing is like, people underestimate how sophisticated cannabis consumers are. They're very sophisticated. There's something that is an order of magnitude more sophisticated than your wine connoisseur who goes out driving through the
Couldn't
valley thinking
more.
A lot of themselves. But they haven't got that ego and that attitude that they're better than everyone, so they're still cool people and easy to deal with. But to me, that's the best kind of person to get information to.
It is, and they're typically people that are very communal and want to share that information. If this helped me, I'm passing it on to you.
Exactly.
The polar opposite of what you were just describing. That's amazing. I usually throw that question out, like, tell me something that sets you guys apart. Beat me to it by Parcel Trust. That sounds incredible. Cheers to you and your team developing that.
No, thank you. Thank you. And it's just the beginning. Yeah. We're going to just keep delivering technology that makes sense, delivers value. And I think at the end of the day, that's sort of what sets us apart. We're not out here to just go for a quick money grab. We really want to take the whole industry, give everybody doing the right thing the best chance that we can give them to succeed in this fantastic industry to work in.
Outstanding. Look, there's a lot of people I know that we work with, that watch the show, that absolutely need to get in touch with a guy like you and your team. How do people find Parcel?
So look, find us on our website, parcel.co, parsl.co. Over there, you can even sign up for a free trial. Look, again, we're one of the few companies, I think there might only be one other, we let people get going for free because we're so confident in our platform that we know that once people start using it, they're going to see the value of it and just want more and more of it. So really excited for what's going to be upcoming at the end of this year, in the next few years. We're also active internationally, right? So we've got clients in Thailand, in South Africa, England, America, Germany. The difference is that we're sort of also setting the ground for international standardization. Look, one day, and I know
one
it
day.
Seems far away, this will be an international industry, and we can prove scientifically why in every single location to optimize outcomes for patients, you need to have as wide a variety of batches and strains available. So that is going to be a requirement. It's a super exciting development for the industry,
yeah,
and something that people, for the most part, just can't wait for. And we're helping set the background work in place to be able to do that cleanly and efficiently.
You're helping us dream towards a beautiful day.
And we're making the dream a reality.
I know, and I believe it's going to come. Listen, it has been an absolute pleasure, Dr. Isaac, and I love your vision of taking the industry a step up. You've certainly taken the conversation here on Infuse today a step up, and I thank you for giving us your time.
Thank you very much. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Thank you, Doctor. See you next time.
See ya.
Thanks for listening to today's show. To check out more great cannabis podcasts, go to podconnects.com. Here's a preview of one of our other shows.
How do cannabis CEOs balance growth and optimization strategies? What is THCO, Delta 10, and CBNA, and why should you care about these minor cannabinoids? And why isn't the endocannabinoid system covered in medical school? Most people think they're up to date in trends in the cannabis industry, but they're about 6 weeks behind. Learn about what is truly next in the cannabis space by joining myself, Brian Fields, and Kellen Finney every week on the Dime Podcast, and of course, on PodConnects.